With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. December 7th is International Civil Aviation Day. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more.
This year will mark 75 years since the signing of the 1944 Convention on International Civil Aviation, known as the Chicago Convention. In recognition of International Civil Aviation Day, the Civil Aviation Authority of the Cayman Islands is joining the International Civil Aviation Organization in generating and reinforcing worldwide awareness of the importance of international civil aviation to the social and economic development of states and countries, and the unique role in helping states to cooperate and set global standards for safe air transport. CAACI says the importance of aviation as an engine of global connectivity has never been more relevant. An international flight is a fundamental enabler of global peace and prosperity. Director General of the CAACI, Mr. Richard Smith, said he would like to recognize the Cayman Islands' local and global partners on this milestone anniversary for their contribution and part in the industry's development and continued sustainability. He says he's gratified to know that the CAACI has played a significant role to ensure that we, quote, lead the way in realizing our vision, a safe and credible aviation industry for the Cayman Islands. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
And the elections office says the deadline to register to vote is Thursday, January 2nd, and those who register on time will be included in the register of electors and will be able to vote April 1st, 2020 onwards. To register to vote, you must be a Caymanian, 18 years or older, currently resident in the Cayman Islands, and you must have been resident for no less than 24 months in the last 4 years. If you're not sure if you're currently registered, you can check out the details on the elections office website at elections.ky. In regional news, the Jamaican government is being urged to crack down on lavish guest houses and villas operating under the guise of Airbnb interests that are charging thousands of U.S. dollars per night while dodging tax authorities. Wayne Cummings, a past president and council member of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, revealed that several large investors are charging as high as $5,000 per villa under the mask of Airbnb accommodations. According to Cummings, the Holness administration must act quickly to regulate the sector and protect the booming tourist industry, which is a major source of government revenue. Cummings has charged the government to get tough with unscrupulous operators trying to hustle the tourism sector, referring to the upswing in Jamaica's macroeconomics indicators. The JHTA official urged perpetrators gaming the system to emerge from the shadows. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has pinned responsibility for the Auschwitz death camp firmly on Germany, warning that the blame can never be shared. On her first visit to the camp in current-day Poland in her 14 years in office, she spoke of a worrying increase in hate crimes, intolerance, anti-Semitism and historical revisionism in today's Germany. More than a million people were murdered at Auschwitz during the Second World War. Four men who were accused of the rape and murder of a young woman in a case that caused outrage across India have been shot dead by police. Officers say they'd taken the men to the scene of the crime in Hyderabad and killed them when they tried to flee. The Kenyan authorities have arrested the governor of Nairobi County, Mike Sonko, on suspicion of involvement in a corruption scandal. Mr. Sonko is accused of money laundering and unlawful acquisition of public property. The former Conservative Prime Minister of Britain, John Major, has urged voters in next week's general election to support three independent rebel candidates who were expelled from the governing party over Brexit. Mr. Major urged the public to stop the Brexit landslide, as he called it. Greece has expelled Libya's ambassador to Athens in a row over maritime boundaries in the Mediterranean Sea. The Greeks are angry about an agreement Libya has struck with Turkey that delineates where their waters meet. The Nigerian journalist and activist Omoele Sowore has been rearrested less than 18 hours after being freed by the authorities. His lawyer told the BBC he'd been arrested during an adjournment in his trial on treason charges. BBC News.